My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Damn call.
Let's go to Phil Mo, Mike.
Didn't expect that.
Phil Mo, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I'm still bothered by, I don't know if y'all heard who yesterday, he was talking about colored people. I don't know where that came up, but then y'all start talking about Trump. So let me just get to my point.
Wait, who was saying that yesterday?
Trump, Steiny and Guru. I forgot what the conversation was, but they start talking about color. He was like, Guru's like, yeah, because I'm colored. I'm like, come on, Guru, you going to call us colored?
I mean,
you got to do better than that.
As long as he's talking about himself, he can say whatever he wants. But I feel you, Phil. Well, go ahead.
That's true. Now, I just want to say this, man. I don't even mean to bring up anything to anybody else from any other show, but he had a point about they got to get this figured out with the training camps and all that. But really, it boils back to this. Stop jocking quarterbacks. If the quarterback is Michael Jordan, let him be Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes. But if the quarterback is just an average whoever, don't act like the quarterback is the end-all, be-all to Major League, NFL football, man. Like, we judging quarterbacks. So, like, I swear he has a point. Shannon has a point. Why are we paying these quarterbacks? Are you this type of quarterback? What type of quarterback are you? It's almost a mixture of the market and your ability and who's available. So, like, all that extra stuff, they need to figure that out. Well, I don't know how they're going to do it.
Okay, but Philmo, do you not agree that the quarterback is the straw that stirs the drink? Let's start there. Do you agree or disagree?
Not with every team, not with every situation.
Okay, and your opinion is fair what it is. Then I would argue what you're leaning toward, and you could sell me on this. If this gets to a certain point where the quarterback is taking up 40% to 50% of a team's cap, I don't think we'll necessarily get there. But do you just want to draft a new one every 4 years? You can do that.
No, I don't want to do that. But what I am saying is that quarterbacks are given more value than what they should be given. Meanwhile, Brandon Ayuk is expected to play on some type of $14 million deal when obviously he's worth more than $14 million.
Yeah, but Brock Brock Purdy's playing for $900,000 this year, Phil Mo. Like, they're both on rookie deals.
Right, but he got 2 years left and he only got one. And we all know that gameplay.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Brandon has already made more in 4 years. I mean, my God, Brock Purdy, you know, Brandon's made $12 million in 4 years. Brock Purdy has not yet gotten to three.
That's true. I mean, Only thing I can say to that is, man, you got to pay people for what they're worth. Remember when the rookies was getting so much amount of money and they hadn't even played?
Yep.
It's sort of like the same thing with the quarterbacks. You can project a certain bit, but you got to look at the resume and understand. It's crazy because they all go back to the market. If it's only five good quarterbacks, you got to judge the rest of the 25, 27 other quarterbacks based on the five good ones. And if he's the sixth best quarterback, guess what? He's the sixth best quarterback. No matter what the other 24 quarterbacks have done, or you know what I'm saying? It's kind of messed up, man. For real.
It is, but then you can also look at a team that has like the 12th best quarterback or the 14th best quarterback, like the Giants with Daniel Jones, and they realize that either they pay him $40 million a year or they go out and try to find somebody better, or the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, or so many other examples where you don't have one of those elite guys and you figure out either we roll the dice and try to find somebody to replace him, or we overpay Kyler Murray and we hope that he can grow into being one of those top five guys.
No doubt. Teams get stuck in this. It's like, all right, you can't have Mahomes, you can't have Burrow, then what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to just dump your guy every 4 years and try again,
and
even though
hope you get it right?
Even though there are viable players there, and Brock Purdy is one of them. There are viable other quarterbacks who show or have shown that they can get it done in January in the NFL.
Like Jared Goff is a great example.
There's another example.
He's probably the between 8th and 13th best quarterback in the league.
That's fair.
And yet he's making top five money 52. Because he's a guy who has shown that he can get it done in the right situation.
Yeah, and Jordan Love, I'd argue, has not really totally shown that. I know he won a playoff game in Dallas, but you know, he was, you could say, I guess, the better quarterback for the majority of the game against the 49ers. He wasn't in the fourth quarter. He threw two interceptions. So, like, what Filmo's saying, I totally feel it. I can't say I fully agree with it. I feel it. But let me ask you this, okay? Since we're talking so much about wide receivers, what makes more sense to you? What contributes to winning? What is a better buy? If I could argue that you will get top performance for your dollar, so forget the names or faces, but top performance for your dollar, would you rather spend $55 million on a top-level quarterback or $35 million on a top-level wide receiver?
It's quarterback, and it's not close.
I agree with you totally.
Because of the value over replacement player, VORP, which is a baseball stat, but it really fits, I think, for all sports because if you're going to try to replace your quarterback, Brock Purdy, a guy who's top five in the MVP, 4-2 all time in the playoffs, and really 4-1 if you want to look at his loss against Philadelphia, however you want to parse that out, he's a young quarterback who's done amazing things on a rookie deal, and he's going to get $55 million, but he's a real good quarterback. So, all right, you decide that, you know what, Brock, we're not going to pay you because we like this whole thing about a rookie deal. We're going to go out and draft another quarterback next year and try to find another rookie who can come in and do what you do. That is a lot riskier than,
oh God,
all right, Brandon Ayuk, I know you want $28 million or whatever you want, and we don't want to pay you. We're going to draft Ricky Pearsall, and maybe Pearsall's not going to be you right away, but he'll be a much better facsimile of you than what we could do at quarterback.
And Pearsall doesn't have to shoulder that all by himself. There are other receivers in camp. They drafted another receiver. They've got another draft next year where they can address wide receiver if they so choose. You know, they've got time to see what Ricky Pearsall can do out there. Is he indeed the replacement? You can go the free agency route and find a receiver who is cheaper than Brandon Ayuk if you want. You can use the franchise tag and replace Brandon Ayuk with Brandon Ayuk if you want. Like, there's all kinds of ways that you can play this if you're 49ers, rather than just being like, okay, we'll give you 30 because
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We think you're good, you know?
And the market says you deserve 30.
Yeah.
That's really the thing.
It's a bummer, but it's the way that the NFL team is going to play it every time. 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your phone calls. Herm Edwards is going to join us in 10 minutes. We want to start this this one now, though, because Aqib Talib is an hour away. But listen to this, okay? And listen very closely. Aqib is talking to Kay Adams, but listen for all the different things that sort of unfold in what is a 28-second piece of sound, this conversation. He starts by trying to say that he thinks Brandon Ayuk is fantastic, but listen to everything, and then we'll talk it out.
Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy.
Brandon Ayuk is your top, as a top three receiver?
Man, he's just his. I don't really go off the stats. I go off the player and his body control, his routes, his hands, his speed. He can easily be a top receiver in the league. If you put him on a team and you make him the focal guy, oh, he'll go crazy.
Okay.
Wow.
Aqib Talib in an hour. What jumps out to you?
A number of things.
Yes, go ahead.
A lot of could-bes, but then the one that I took away, and I think I texted this as I was on my way into work, if you put him with a top quarterback, .. And he says that. And
is that the word he used? Did he say top quarterback?
Or a good quarterback.
No, I'm literally good or top? I'm asking, here, let's play it again.
Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy.
Real quarterback. Okay.
You put him with a real quarterback. Is he not with a real quarterback?
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, that's going to be question number one or two or whatever when Aqib comes on. What did you mean by that?
And I also think that...
And that's a great question.
Thank you, Buster. And I do think that it's real quarterback, but it's also real offense. And I think, and I'm not going to speak for Aqib, and he'll join us at 5 o'clock, but for me, it's not so much Brock Purdy as it is the offense because they don't throw the ball. They throw it the 32nd most in football, so... If you get him with a real quarterback, and I'm hearing him say that, and I'm thinking about him thinking about it in terms of a real offense, an offense that goes three wide receivers and an offense that really wants to let it fly and use Ayuk as much as Brandon Ayuk could be used.
Okay. A real quarterback or a real offense. The 49ers scored the second most points in the league in the NFL last year. So, like,
by running the ball mostly,
but that doesn't mean it's not a real offense.
But it doesn't mean that it's a real quarterback with a real passing attack.
Well, but I'd argue it does. Like, if the whole point is to score points, then the 49ers did that as well as anybody in the whole NFL. So, are you arguing that Brandon's only a top three receiver if he plays on one of these sort of like wacky fantasy teams? In other words, like, you could do this. You could go be, even though, let's see, what did the Dolphins score last year? The Dolphins scored 496. The Niners scored 491. Okay. So what would Brandon be if he was on the Dolphins? I mean, home after round one, we could answer it that way.
He'd be their third receiver.
Well,
he'd be fighting for crumbs. And, you know,
I
look at CeeDee Lamb.
Like what are we getting at there when we do that? With the, Brandon doesn't put up numbers because he's, you know, Kyle's offense.
Exactly. That's a fact.
Great offense.
Right, but as I mentioned yesterday,
offense.
75, 67, 65, and 60, that's the catches for the four primary receivers.
Right.
So they share the ball. There's no one dominant receiver. It's Brandon and George, it's Debo, and it's Christian.
But that's a strength. That's not a weakness.
It's a strength for the team, but it's a weakness for the individual who's out there trying to get the contract and be a top three receiver.
So are we arguing, therefore, is Aqib Talib arguing that we should, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I should be more interested in playing fantasy football than football?
If fantasy football gives you the money you want and if it gives you the happiness you want,
okay.
And according to TJ Houshmandzadeh, Brandon wants to play and he wants to be paid and he also wants to win.
Sure.
And so if you want to win, this is the best place to go out and be a winner, I think,
yeah.
In football.
Well, and not just win. I mean, TJ, and I know this, and he did say that. I mean, he would argue until the day is over that Brandon Ayuk wants to continue to play with both Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy.
Of course.
Brandon, I mean, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you want to stay? Team is going to be good for years to come. Shanahan is one of the best coaches in the league. Why wouldn't he want to stay? But I want to get paid also. I don't want to take a discount. The game of football, it seems like you're going to play it forever, but you're not. I mean, these owners are making billions. I just want enough money to where I can take care of my family for generations to come, and his play has warranted that. But 100%, he would prefer to stay with the 49ers over anyone else.
The other thing I heard Aqib Talib say, though, is he starts out with his top three, and then it sort of switches to, like, a projection.
Right. He could be.
Like, right? When Kay questions him, wait a minute, Ayuk is top three? He sort of switches from he's top three to, well, mythically he could be top three if this and if that and if the other.
Yeah, Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy.
Brandon Ayuk is your top as a top three receiver?
Man, I don't really go off the stats. I go off the player and his body control, his routes, his hands, his speed. He can easily be a top receiver in the league. If you put him on a team and you make him the focal guy, oh, he'll go crazy.
So he turns into he can be. Because I'm sitting here
and
listening.
He's not wrong.
Well, but he's talking body control and this, that. And I'm like, okay, Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase.
I'm on Ross St. Brown.
Are you telling me that Brandon Ayuk is even potentially better?
No, but could
than
he
some
be
some of these players?
Could he be CeeDee Lamb in Dallas? Could he be 130 catches in Dallas as a primary receiver?
Maybe.
I think so. And I think that's what Aqib is saying.
Okay.
He's saying, you know, in the right system with a real quarterback.
Plus, then you get a longer offseason, so that's good too.
That's great. And, you know, ultimately, if you're going into a contract year like CeeDee Lamb is, CeeDee Lamb's going to get a contract that's going to make Brandon Ayuk jealous.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Same draft. Absolutely.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.